Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
News team, assemble!
All right, it's J. Stu and Sarah. Once again, we're at Sketchbook Comics doing one of our exciting comic book adventures. And we're here with Jeff. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
I remembered your name this time.
There you go.
Lovely Jeff.
The lovely and talented Jeff.
That's right.
So let's get right to it. There was a huge announcement this week from DC Comics. Is it coming out in May, the Rebirth series?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the one-shots, I think, start in May and then rolls forward from there. Yeah. Super excited about it.
Yeah, like some of it's exciting to me.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people are looking at it as basically redoing the new 52.
Right.
It's not. They're not relaunching. It's like the all new, all different from Marvel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is I think it goes beyond what Marvel does. Marvel just renumbers and calls it all new, all different, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's really not. It can just continues on. This one, though, they're bringing back the legacy stuff, you know? I don't know what that's going to add up to, but the concept is that they're doing what Johns did with the Rebirth books. So Green Lantern Rebirth, Flash Rebirth. Revitalizing these characters, but a little bit more line-wide. Like, I mean, obviously, Dick Grayson's going back to Nightwing. I mean, there's a Nightwing book, so I'm assuming it's Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Everything kind of lines up with that. But they're not relaunching the universe by any means. The continuity's going to stay the same.
Okay.
So all those people hoping that we're going to go back to the old Superman and the old Batman, you know, the old costumes, it's probably time to let that go. That's not going to happen.
Detective and Action are going back to the old numbering.
Yeah, they're going back to the old numbering. They're too close to 1,000. It only makes sense.
I know, right?
It also kind of lends some credibility to the rumor of Scott Snyder leaving Batman but going to Detective. I mean, when I first heard that rumor, I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would you move him from a Batman book to a Batman book? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But if you're putting him on Detective, where now you're moving towards that issue 1,000... It does make some sense. You know, he's got a extremely solid Batman run going then.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can put up against any run in Batman history. And it may come out on top. 50 issues so far? I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that had a 50-issue run that was fantastic throughout the entire length of it.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't. There may very well be something. But I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's a long time to write one character.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, not a lot of people do it.
Yeah. But I know I was listening to an interview with Tom King, who's one of the writers on Grayson, and he's the one that they announced had gone exclusive with them recently.
All right.
And he talked about Robin War and the fact that the end of Robin War with Dick Grayson will be continued on through the Rebirth event, which... to me, means the Nightwing book.
Yeah.
So.
And two Titans books coming out?
Two Titans books.
Wow.
Be interesting to see. I'm guessing one will be kind of more modern, you know, Red Robin and Raven and stuff like that. And the other one, I don't know. I don't know if it'll kind of spin out of Titan Hunt.
That's what I was thinking.
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, Titan Hunt ends in that ballpark, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see more of a Wonder Girl, Nightwing... you know, kind of Raven team.
That'd be fantastic.
But I guess we'll see when... because that would bring back the legacy of that team, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Although, I'll be honest, you know, the one thing people are... I keep seeing it online that people are expecting back is the Wally West Flash. And I don't know that that's coming.
I would love if it happens, but I don't think it's happening.
I don't think so. He's kind of the legacy that is in the new 52 right now, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that he's the new Kid Flash and... or whatever it is they call him. I haven't been reading Flash.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But, so, you know, from that standpoint, he is legacy within the current universe. So, I don't know that you need to bring it back to him. And what does it say if DC suddenly changes Wally West back to white?
Yeah, you know, true.
I don't see that happening. I mean, I don't have issues with him being black. Who cares?
Right.
If you like the character, you like the character. You know? Wally was my Flash.
Me too, actually.
So, I loved Wally, but it doesn't bother me that he's black now. I haven't read him, So I don't honestly know what the character's like, and my hope is that he would still be similar to the original Wally, but like character-wise, but who cares? And if that's the case, then I wouldn't care that he's black. If he's a completely different character, then I have more issues with the fact that they changed his character than the color of his skin.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I don't expect Wally to change from where he is right now.
Yeah. And Geoff Johns leaving Justice League as of 51.
Yeah, he's done as of 50 or 51, and I think it has more right now to do with the fact that he's working on the Rebirth stuff. And
probably.
Kind of steaming ahead with that. But I won't be shocked if you see him on something again very, very soon.
Because they haven't even announced all the talent on these books yet.
They haven't announced any of the creative teams yet. Yeah. The only announcement they've made is the Jim Lee announcement, which is he's going to do I think he's doing the art on the Rebirth Harley Suicide Squad book in May.
Okay.
And then he's part of the rotating Suicide Squad art team come September. So that's the only thing they've said about creative teams.
Okay.
And the interview with King that I was listening to last night, he said he couldn't talk about whether or not he's even on a book.
Right.
Now, that being said, you just signed him exclusive. He's on a book or two.
Yeah.
The rumor is for King, though, is Batman. So
that'd be all right.
I would be okay with that. He's a good writer. And if you haven't read, I think it's issue 16 of Grayson, which is the last issue that he wrote. And then 17 is the last issue with his name on it. But 16 is the last one he wrote. He said he wanted to go out doing something fun. So he, throughout the entire issue, it's Grayson singing his own theme song to the tune of Goldfinger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I gotta read that now.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I guess they're going to space that out throughout the rest of the year, I guess.
Through the summer, I think, is the majority of it. You know, June, July. Yeah, May is when it starts. So June, July, August, September is what they've announced so far. So my expectation is that will probably be the majority of it. And then we'll see a little bit kind of sprinkle out, similar to what Marvel's been doing with the All New, All Different.
Yeah.
Although, have you noticed the big thing they're doing that is extremely different from Marvel? $2.99 a book.
That's right. I did notice that. Love it.
Sure, some of them are twice a month, and I've had people tell me, but you're buying the book twice a month. Sure. Marvel's been doing twice a month for a couple of years now on a lot of their books.
Yep.
Not all the time, but they go back to it. Spider-Man's a good example.
Oh, they're already
And we're talking about $4 and $5 and $6 books twice a month.
Yeah.
So, you know what? DC doing two a month at $2.99? Whatever. It's still less than Marvel.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I really am. There's a lot of stuff. I think Super Sons is the book. And I expect that will probably be... I don't know. I won't be shocked if we see Damian in it.
Right.
But I expect it'll probably be John from the Lois Clark book. It's tough to say. It's kind of an odd title.
Yeah.
And then there's this Super Hyphen Man, which the rumors that I've kind of heard is it's that Lex Luthor image where he's got the S shield.
Right.
So I don't know. They're doing some stuff that I honestly, I'm like, I'm going to have to wait and see what this is. You know, speculating is kind of tough. So, which is great.
Yeah.
Some unknown is awesome. You know, it's pretty rare we get that anymore.
It's true. True.
With the internet, there's so much stuff that just gets spoiled in advance.
Yeah.
I don't know why you looked at me. I'm not as much of a pro when it comes to comic. I just started. So when you two talk shop, it's like, okay, try to absorb as much as I can and then just go with it.
That's all you can do.
That's it.
Pretty much. I just roll with it now with your conversations.
That's cool.
That's all most people do.
Yeah.
But, man, Action Comics 1000, I can't wait.
Yeah, Detective 1000, I'm going to want a copy of that.
Yeah.
Just to know that I was there.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Now, I think you said you saw the Deadpool movie?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. It was fun. I'm super happy for Ryan Reynolds. I mean, that poor guy has had just bomb after bomb after bomb. And I like him.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think these bombs are his fault.
No.
In fact, I mean, he's had some successes. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, him as the leading man hasn't done great for him at the box office, you know, aside from a couple of kind of rom-coms.
Yeah.
But I'm super happy for him, you know, and he obviously has a passion for this movie, and it's a lot of fun. I don't know that I'm on board the way a lot of people are, seeing this movie 5 and 6 times in theaters.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that movie, but it's good. I enjoyed it a lot. Hey, we've talked about this. I was hesitant about this movie because it's Fox.
Right.
And I was waiting until people started to see it. I wanted actual people's opinions, nothing else. And it was coming back good, so I went and saw it, and yeah, it's a fun movie. Mm. I was incredibly confused by Colossus's addition to the movie when they announced it, I don't know, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I like him in it. I love the way they incorporated him. I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. I love the fact that the superheroes in the movie don't swear. You know, they don't make any off-color jokes. They're superheroes. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's the groundbreaking movie that people are calling it.
It's not the first R-rated. It's not the first one to break the fourth wall.
No.
But it...
And it's a spoiler for people, but to me, I'm like, as I'm watching it, I just kept thinking, this reminds me of something, the fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
And it's that scene at the end of the credits that I'm like, that's right.
Yep.
That's what it is. That's where they got it. And because they do it in almost the exact same ways.
Mm.
And so I was like, okay. And they do it great. Don't get me wrong. Doing something that's been done before, especially something that was done as long ago as it was.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're talking 30 years. That's still fine. I have no issues with that. You know, we see all kinds of stuff that gets rehashed. And if it's done well, I don't care if it's a rehash. If it entertains me, who cares?
Yeah.
And this movie entertains me. But I just can't call it groundbreaking because it's not.
Right.
No.
And, you know... And all those people that are like, oh, Deadpool needs an R rating. No, it doesn't. His comics aren't R rated. The R rating works for him because it allows that over-the-top violence.
Yes.
And then you've already got the R rating, so yeah, put the cursing and a little bit of nudity in. That's fine.
Yeah.
But don't tell me a character has to have it.
Yeah.
I would argue that Wolverine, of all characters, should have had it as opposed to Deadpool. But it works for Deadpool, and my hope is that, yeah, they give an R rating to Wolverine's last movie. I'd like to see Jackman be able to do Wolverine as the over-the-top, violent Wolverine that we know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always skirted the edge in the comics of being the guy that you know wants to drop an F-bomb and just can't.
Yeah.
So, even way more than Deadpool, that's the case. But
yeah.
So, I'm hoping they do an R-rated movie for Wolverine before.
Yeah.
As Jackman's final farewell, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's the talk going around this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm fine with that. That being said, I don't want a whole bunch of R-rated superhero movies.
No.
No.
And for all those people that were signing the PG-13 version of Deadpool petition, my God, you wasted your time.
Yeah.
You'd have about a 14-minute movie that made no sense whatsoever. Just random pictures of people's faces.
Yes.
And Colossus. It would be a movie about Colossus is what that movie would be about.
Hey, they finally got Colossus right, I thought.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
He was good. I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
I think I would have liked a little bit of a tougher streak to him, but that came later in the character, so I'm okay with it. Yeah. He was a bit more of a softy when he first started, so I'm good with that. But no, I enjoyed it a lot.
That's cool.
And I took my girlfriend with me, and she dug it.
So. Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she's not a comic person by any means.
Yeah.
But she went with me because I wanted to see it, and yeah, and she dug the movie. So
nice.
It works definitely beyond just comic fans.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And next up, Batman and Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Next month. So.
I drool a little when I think of that. I am so excited for that movie.
To be honest, I'm actually more excited than I thought I would be for Batman versus Superman. Because I'm not...
These trailers are just bonkers
good. The trailers are amazing, and Wonder Woman and all that, it's just... It looks fantastic, so I'm happy to say I'm excited for...
Don't get me wrong, for everybody who's like, how good, you're cautious about Deadpool. I'm cautious of Superman, Batman, too.
Yeah.
I have my thoughts that are... But I have a ton of... I love Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has the people that don't. I think it's the best Superman movie ever made. Yeah, I'm talking Christopher Reeves, too, and I love that man.
Yeah.
But as great as he was as Superman, the Superman movies really aren't very good. they're tough to watch. I own them, and I can't watch them.
Yeah.
He flies... They always use the Deus Ex Machina of anytime we paint ourselves into a corner, just invent a new superpower for Superman. You know, it came from the old comics, and that's what they did in those movies, and I hate that. The second movie, he and Zod shoot beams at each other from their hands.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. His S-shield, he uses it to wrap people up. His kiss makes Lois forget things. Where did any of that come from? So I love Man of Steel. I love Man of Steel because Lois is smart, and she figures out who he is on her own before she even knows him. You know, so it makes way more sense now that when he walks in wearing a pair of glasses, she's like, hey, welcome to the Daily Planet. But, yeah, so I love Man of Steel, so I'm super psyched about Batman Superman. I have complete faith in Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
And, again, he's got his detractors. I would watch that. I would watch paint dry if he put it on the wall. And the bottom line is, it kills me. And we've talked about this, Jay. A year ago. I'm pretty sure there were three people on board with Ben Affleck as Batman. It was you, me, and Joel.
Yeah.
And everybody else told us we were nuts.
Yeah.
Have you seen Daredevil? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm not going to condemn the man for something he did 10 years ago with the director of Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck is not the problem with that movie. Has a lot of problems. He's not one of them.
Yeah.
But I think he is going to be hands down the best Batman we have ever seen. And that last trailer with the Batman fight scene at the beginning is hands down the best Batman fight scene we've ever seen. If that's all we get out of that movie, we're good.
Yeah.
We are golden. That last punch where the guy's head just slams into the floor and he crumbles on top of himself. Yeah, that's Batman.
Mark my words, we're going to be right.
The best Batman ever.
You heard it here first.
That's many times.
Many,
if you've been
many,
here
many
the last
times.
Year, you've heard
yes.
it many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I think we've got so much good stuff coming. Civil War, I've got a lot of high hopes for that, and I'm not on board with what a lot of Marvel is doing right now.
Yeah.
I have hopes for it. I'm just not completely on board. But Civil War's trailer helped me. You know, it made me think, okay, this is not Avengers Light. It's still a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
So I am 100% on board with that. And I'm excited for that. And somebody told me a couple days ago that it was spoiled that the Hulk is in it.
Yeah, I was reading about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess one of the actors' name dropped Ruffalo.
Oh, jeez.
By accident. Whoops. So yeah, apparently the Hulk is in it, which is awesome. I just like seeing the Hulk in things.
Yeah.
And I like Ruffalo. I just always liked him as an actor ever since I saw 13 going on 30.
Me too.
Yeah, I just dropped a rom-com, but I don't care. I love Ruffalo. I like rom-coms. What can I say? So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I am so jacked for Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the trailer for it on the big screen. I mean, I'd already seen it, but seeing it on the big screen in front of Deadpool made me happy. There is so much good stuff coming.
Nice.
I have hopes for Doctor Strange being good.
Yeah.
They're not high, but I've got hopes.
I'm looking forward to see how they do that.
I love Cumberbatch. Like, don't get me wrong. I fear that this poor guy is going to get typecast because of
But they did
so
make a great casting choice with him.
He's phenomenal.
Like,
he's phenomenal.
Absolutely, hands down.
And the guy that they got to play Mordu, I like as well because he was the assassin in Serenity.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of his name. It's a tough name to say, though, too, so that's probably why I can't think of it. But, the casting on Doctor Strange is bang on.
Yeah.
So my hope is that... I don't know who's directing it. I have no idea.
Hmm.
So my hope is that whoever's directing it and whoever wrote a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what... I like Doctor Strange. I always have high hopes for him in the comics, and it's always let down. The new series, a little bit less so, but I've only read the first issue because... It sells well, so I haven't been able to read it.
Yeah.
But Jason Aaron I have faith in, so once the trade comes out, I'll read that. And hopefully finally get a Doctor Strange book that I really dig. Because everything's always been boring in the past. You know, I like the kind of the approach they were taking in the book of there's a price to magic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good concept. So
The only introduction to Doctor Strange I've had is reading the Deadpool comics when he's in those.
Yeah.
That was my only run-in with him.
Probably not your best first impression.
Well, probably not, but I'll take it where I can get it at this point until I can get my hands on an actual Doctor Strange comic.
Yeah.
Neat.
So, yeah, I think we've got a lot of good stuff coming. You know, I say it a fair amount. Just understand that this stuff's different. You know, if you go in expecting the comic book, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Deadpool's different from the comic book. You know, quite a bit different when you actually think about the stuff they left out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the multiple personalities and the voices in his head and all of that stuff. It was very different. And the fact that it was R-rated, you know, and the comic is not. So it was very different. Doesn't make it bad. I enjoy the movie a lot. In fact, I enjoyed the movie probably more than I do the comics right now. I'm not a huge fan of the comics right now. I like the comics more, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. But, don't go into this Suicide Squad expecting the comics. I expect pieces from the comics. I expect influence from the comics. You know, any more than I expect Batman and Superman to be taken straight from a comic book. Go in understanding it's different. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up to just troll the internet because you've got nothing better to do with your life and you just want to complain.
Yeah.
Don't
and trust me, don't become that. No. The internet's already got enough of that. Amen. So much of that.
They're running out of bridges for the amount of trolls that are.
Amen.
Like, it's like conventions under bridges now. There's so many.
And it's all potluck and, they have a great time.
But if potluck means bring your own Cheetos and Diet Coke.
Pretty much. That's exactly what it means for them.
Yeah.
Just don't feed the trolls.
And call their moms and tell them where they are.
Yeah. Have them go pick them up.
So many of them. Positive are 12-year-old kids. I got nothing better to do. It's brutal.
Take away their phones, people. And computers.
Neat.
Make them go outside and play.
Yes.
Wow. Get out of your basement.
Tell them to climb a tree.
It degenerated to a stereotype there, but you know what we mean.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
So what have you been reading?
I just finished reading Superior Foes of Spider-Man, the Nick Spencer book.
Oh, yeah.
The 17 issue of that. It was good.
I loved it.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
There were some cool twists and turns in it near the end that I didn't see coming, so I thought that was fun. I thought their take on Hammerhead was interesting and just a touch creepy.
Yeah.
Just a touch creepy.
And the head of Silvermane.
His relationship with the head of Silvermane is what made it creepy.
Yeah,
you know, just that whole. Yeah.
That's funny. I just finished reading that too about a week ago.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. The Shocker made me laugh. He's always, you know, they call him the coward throughout. His explanation later on in the book makes you understand where he's coming from. Yeah. And that kind of stuff. And just how often they stab each other in the back.
Yeah.
And I know the characters are showing up again in Ant-Man, so I may have to check that out.
Oh, that's cool. Ant-Man's been a good read, actually.
But, yeah. I really like Boomerang. He made me laugh.
I'll lend you the trade, Sarah.
Thank you.
And he constantly talks about the Boomerang on his face. And that was good.
I'd like to know what you were talking about.
The reveal at the end, I'm not going to give it away, but... The reveal of who one of the characters is at the end. For like one page. That's all you see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fantastic. This makes... I loved it. Yeah, so... And Nick Spencer's the guy writing the Pleasant Hill book. Standoff.
Okay.
And that was interesting. I mean, I'm not going to say much about it because saying anything about the issue that came out would be spoiling stuff. The only thing I will say is if you were a fan of the old school Thunderbolts, like when I say old school... It's not old school per se. It's just the Kurt Busiek Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Then you'll probably want to read this. You know, I think you'd probably dig it and be very interested in it. But I found the book interesting. I thought everything in it was was cool. It had some good mystery to it. It leaves you wondering where it's going, and at the same time, it gives you enough little tidbits that you're like, yeah, this is a cool concept. So I would say check it out. Now, that being said, Marvel has let me down significantly on every event it's had for the last 50 years, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So it's starting well. My hope is it continues well.
Okay.
So I've read that. Batman and Robin Eternal, I'm loving. It's so good. It's effectively a Dick Grayson book, too, though.
Yeah.
Explains why I love it. The Grayson book is great. I mean, some of this stuff clearly wrapping up for Rebirth. I mean, Batman and Robin Eternal is a finite story anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. But, yeah, Sinestro just had a really cool story where he's protecting Earth and he deputizes a bunch of characters from the DC Universe with Sinestro rings, like Deathstroke and Harley Quinn and Wonder Woman and Superman. And yeah, cool. that was fun. And yeah, that's what's coming to mind off the top of my head. Cool. Dark Knight Returns, Batman, Justice League, all that stuff.
How's Batman Ninja Turtles?
It's fun.
Is it?
It is really fun. I really like the way that they're writing the interactions between the Turtles and Batman. Like, they get into the cave at one point, and Michelangelo is just psyched by everything in the cave, like the giant dinosaur, and Donatello is blown away by all the tech, and
oh, man.
It's been fun. I think we're 3 issues into 6? 6 or 8, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I'm gonna have to try reading that.
And the interactions between Shredder and guys like the Penguin and stuff in Gotham, fantastic. They released a cover recently, and it's Shredder standing on the Arkham Asylum sign.
Oh, wow.
With his arms up like he's unleashing the tide, and you see all the residents of the asylum running out underneath him.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, this is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I will read the trade.
Yeah, definitely. But I really like what IDW is doing with the Turtles right now. Like, I haven't read a lot of it. I've read the first hardcover that they did, which is, I think, the first 8 or so issues, plus a couple of one-shots. And it's a cool take on the Turtles. It's very faithful to their old origins and still spins it the same way and uses the core of it. But it's been very cool. It's going in different directions from anything that I remember from the Turtles. And, well, it has little homages to the cartoon. It's not the cartoon by any means. So, yeah, that's kind of the stuff I've been reading.
That's cool. Neat. So, once again, Sarah and I will say, if you haven't come into Sketchbook Comics, you should definitely do so.
Do it.
So, all kinds of stuff to see, and pop vinyls, and books, statues.
Always.
Always.
Always, always, always. And I'll tell you my opinion on anything you want.
That's right.
For the most part.
Always. He's not shy.
He's not shy. He's a good man. I am.
I'll respect your opinion, unless it's wrong.
And then he'll tell you.
And then I'll tell you it's wrong.
Nice. All right, Jeff. Well, thanks a lot, man. And thanks, Sarah. And we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.